Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, the high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, here with you on this Wednesday, April the 13th, 2016. Thanks for joining us. And Gene Phelps, normally my co-host, he's busy today on assignments. So I'm going to bring in Kedrick Story of the Southern Sentinel. Does a good job covering sports for us up there in Tippett County. And he's going to come on here and talk with us about Ripley baseball. Going to talk about the Tigers doing awfully well on the diamond. Got some other stuff to talk about. Houston has a new head football coach. Going to talk a little Morville softball, a little track and field. We'll have athletes of the week, of course. By the way, you need to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Be sure to do that, and you can listen to us either on iTunes, your podcast app, or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Normally, this is also a webcast, but we had some video technical difficulties today, so that didn't happen. But normally, we'll have that up at djournal.com that you can watch live or watch the replay. We'll try to get back to that next week, but still got the podcast today. So, Kedrick, hey, man, thanks for helping out again.
Man, it's good to be back. And, man, I hate about the some of the technological difficulties on my end, man. But man, just happy to join you today.
Well, good, Kedrick. Yeah, Kedrick has co-hosted this show with me before, so he kind of knows what he's doing. Let's talk some Ripley baseball, Kedrick. The Ripley Tigers, they won the Division II 4A title last night, defeating Lafayette 9-0. And, well, first talk about the game. Looks like they dominated what I believe is a pretty good Lafayette team, isn't it?
Yeah, man, they did. Man, Ripley just, you know, they didn't score any runs in the first, but, man, they scored every inning but the first inning. And I think they scored two runs in every one of them except for one. And man, they just Justin Mellon did a great job on the hill. He improved to 8-0, left-handed junior. You know, he got the bases loaded jam in the first inning, and you know, and pitched around that with three strikeouts. And I actually think they gave Rip a little momentum, just you know, getting out of that. And had a big night for Tucker Childers. Man, he's batting 609 for the Tigers. He's got 7 home runs, 35 RBIs. He had 3 RBIs last night on a pair of doubles. Man, they just hitting the ball good, throwing the ball well. Man, they've got a good team. They got a real good team. They got a shot.
Yeah, they're now 9-0 in division play, and you know, I wonder how. I mean, 4A's usually pretty good baseball around here. How tough is that division?
It is. I mean, it's come down to you know, man, it's come down to Ripley, Lafayette, and New Albany for the last 3 years. Ripley was actually in a position to win the division the last 2 years, and faced off, you know, with Lafayette at the end, you know, needing to win both those games, and they just couldn't get it done the last couple of years. They split. I think they split last year. And it might have got swept the year before that, but you know, but it usually comes down to the those two teams, Ripley and Lafayette. But I think Ripley, Lafayette, and New Albany have been, you know, somewhere 1, 2, or 3 for the last 3 years.
Okay. Well, Ripley, I mean, they've come a long way. Joel Gafford is the head coach. Remind me, how long has he been there now?
This is Gafford's 6th year. And it's the best record, you know, man, that they've had in his 6 years. And, man, they've come a long way in the last 4 years. These guys that are seniors now, when they were freshmen, they went through a season. I think it was a 5-21 season. They didn't win but 5 games, and they've just steadily gotten better, man, every year. And, you know, man, this is the year that they eyed, you know, man, to try to, you know, man, to try to make a run at a state title. And looks like it may come down to them in Houston. I know Houston, you know, they're the North half champs, but the way things are going, they could be on a collision course for the North half championship series.
Yeah, 21-2 record right now for Ripley, and I was going to ask you about that. I mean, there's some good 4A teams in the area. Obviously, we talked about this last week with David Wheeler when he hosted with me. I think it was. you know, it seems to be like a lot of the 4A divisions may be a little top-heavy, but still going to be plenty of competition in the north half to get to the state finals. I mean, you've got Corinth, you've got Amory, you mentioned Houston. Best you can tell, Kedrick, how does Ripley stack up to those teams?
I mean, Ripley stacks up well. They've actually played Houston once this year. They got beat in a spring break tournament at Saltillo. They got beat 6-3. But in that game, Ripley had six errors, might have had four walks and hit a batter. You know, they just basically kept shooting themselves in the foot. And then they got beat 6-3. They did lose to Pontotoc, which that was kind of shocking. But it was an early morning game. They were kind of dragging, you know, according to what Gaffer says. And they were missing the Dylan Goosby, who returned. He got hit in the face and broke his nose and missed a couple weeks. But that was one of the games that he was out, you know, and Gaffer really talked about the energy that they needed that morning. They didn't have it, without Dylan being in the lineup. But they got him back. He had an RBI last night. He's batting about .429. But, they've already beat Amory. They did. And Etawamba can be good. You know, man, Gafford always talks about how good Etawamba, could be. They got a lot of talent. They haven't really gelled. You know, they got a new coach and Coach Kerr. But they haven't gelled yet, man. But he says, they could be. They can be a contender. So
yeah, that's a good program with Steve Kerr came over from Smithville, I believe, and he did well there. Let's talk about some of the key players there. Last night, for instance, you mentioned Tucker Childers. He's hitting over 600. Jess Midland threw six strong innings on the mound last night. Who else kind of makes this team go?
Man, they got they'll probably pitch Cooper Cox on Friday against Lafayette. You know, man, Griffin's got four left-handers they can throw at you. They've got, Juss and Cooper Cox. Then they got Ryan and Cole Milton. I think Cole is 2-1. Ryan may be 3-0. And, they could possibly throw Childers as well. You know, he's, the everyday catcher. But, man, he's a hard-throwing right-hander. Cox, when he's not pitching, he's playing first base. And he was actually the offensive player of the year for the division last year. They got young talent. And Ryan Moore and Zach Nance, who's a veteran. They just get hit, just all throughout the lineup. They make teams pay, They make teams pay for making mistakes. They're aggressive. They run the bases well. They've just come a long way.
You mentioned when these guys were freshmen, they won just five games, Kedrick. What's been kind of the key to the turnaround the last few years for these guys?
Man, they just bought in. Those that are, they've had some, they had four. I think it's, they had four that transferred and went to Pine Grove. And that's a big reason why they're doing good. They're a contender in 1A, and they have, four players transferred 2 years ago. They transferred to Marshall Academy last year. But the ones that have stuck with it, they've just bought into the program. They always talk about, the odds, the stuff that, Gaffer does. But, yeah. It's paying off, and they just, matured and just stayed at it, Yeah. And if you ask any other player, then you ask the coach, going through that freshman year, how tough it was. They were getting beat down by teams, and that's just sort of motivated them for the last 3 years.
So, Ripley baseball after a great start, 21-2, again 9-0 in division. They've wrapped up the title, got the number one playoff seed there under Joel Gafford. So good stuff there, Kedrick. Got some other stuff to talk about on the show today. Got a few notes to hit on, just a few little items I want to run through here real quick. Houston's new football coach. They got Ty Harden taking over the program as head coach. He has served as defensive coordinator under William Cook, who I believe was head coach for 4 years. He has resigned to take an administrative position. Houston last year went 9-5 and reached the quarterfinals of the Class 4A playoffs. So Ty Harden gets promoted to head coach at Houston. Morville softball. We had a story, I believe it was yesterday's journal, that Gene Phelps wrote. Wanted to touch on that because Morville softball, I mean, they're always good. And right now, they're especially good, looking to win another state title. 19-1 now on the year they won last night against Kossuth. They're led by, several good players, but a couple in particular highlighted in Gene's story, Summer Kreider and Hallie Donald. I believe they're both juniors, but Kreider, entering last night's game, was hitting 525 home runs, 33 RBIs, and she got the win last night on, in the circle, so she can pitch too. She's 10-0 as a pitcher. Hallie Donald entering last night's game, 570 average, 7 home runs, 32 runs batted in. She can pitch it as well, has a 9-1 record. And finally, last Saturday, the Daily Journal Relays, it was the 47th annual Relays, were held at Tupelo High last week. Pontotoc girls, they won the large school title. East Union girls won the small school title. And on the boys' side, Senatobia winning large schools and Alcorn Central winning the small school title. So three area teams taking home the titles at the Daily Journal Relays. Kedrick, time for the athletes of the week. Usually Gene Phelps does this, but Gene's out, so I had to dig through some box scores and whatnot. and anyone who wants to nominate athletes of the week, you can hit us up on Twitter at DJournalPreps, which is what happened with this first athlete of the week. We do a male and a female athlete every week, recognizing kids for doing well in their sport in the past week. And we had North Pontotoc, their Twitter, they sent us a nominee, and you know the kid had a good game, and he had another good game after that. Braxton Seal of North Pontotoc, he threw a no-hitter in a 16-0 win against Nettleton back on Friday, and then the next day against Pontotoc, hit a home run in a 12-4 win there. So, you can nominate kids via Twitter or send us an email, preprally@journalinc.com. So Braxton Seal of North Pontotoc, he's our male athlete of the week. And female athlete of the week, Katie Rowan, East Union Track and Field, the Daily Journal Relays I just mentioned. She was a three-time winner in that event. She won the long jump competition. She won the 100-meter hurdles, and she won the 300-meter hurdles. That's the second consecutive year she's pulled off that triple. So Katie Rowan of East Union, your female athlete of the week. Congrats to both. Okay. And that's it for the show. Again, follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. You can listen to us, of course, on iTunes, your podcast app, or stream us on the website preprally.djournal.com. And don't forget, coming tomorrow, Thursday, a new episode of Double Coverage with Paris Alford and Logan Lowry talking Ole Miss and Mississippi State sports. That's a Daily Journal-produced podcast. You can listen to that on iTunes, your podcast app, or doublecoverage.djournal.com. And The Memo with me and W. Derek Russell, we're on the air 3 days a week with that podcast, talking about news, sports, entertainment, and all that's going on in Northeast Mississippi. A new episode today, in fact. You can listen for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or at memo.djournal.com. And that's it for this episode of Prep Rally. Again, thanks to Kedrick Story of the Southern Sentinel for joining us and helping me out with Gene being out on assignment. You can follow Kedrick on Twitter at Ked the Sports Guy. That's right, isn't it, Ked?
That's right.
K-E-D the Sports Guy. Follow me on Twitter at Brad Locke. Kedrick, thanks, man.
Man, thank you for having me. Enjoyed it.
Yes, sir. Good stuff. And we'll be back next Wednesday. So until then, have a good week.